Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District, bringing you another extension today. If folks are like me, you realize that we are into that time of the year where AI companies have sent out this year's sire selection catalogs to select your next herd sire, and we're in the full swing of the spring bull sale season. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made as we look at selecting our next sire, whether that's through AI or purchase of a herd bull. Once heard that the only true decision that a cow-calf producer makes is which bull to mate to which cow. And after that point in time, it's really a reaction to decisions and culling. It does emphasize that it is an important thing and a large investment in an operation to add the herd sire genetics. So as we approach sales time or ordering that semen from a catalog, what do we put our emphasis on? A lot of that comes back to what is the goal of the operation. Are you an operation that is selling calves as feeders, pretty much a terminal type of operation? Do you retain heifers and need to have maternal traits? Do you feed your cattle all the way out and might benefit from an emphasis on carcass merit? All these things come into play, and we really need to think about different bulls for different situations. So once you determine what your operational goals are, there's a ton of information now available. We can look at actual performance measures, whether that's weights or heights or scrotal circumferences, all of those linear types of measures. There's also EPDs, or expected progeny differences. Along with that had now been a combination of EPDs to form selection indexes. And now, in the more modern world, we have genomics at our fingertips. And how does that play into all of this scenario? What if all those measures may contradict each other? Where do we put our focus? While we may be tempted to use actual numbers, the EPD really is the best evaluation tool that we have to compare across different herds, different sires, different management groups. Because each individual is a component not only of their genetic potential, but also the environment in which they were raised. And EPDs factor all this in and provide us the best measure. Taking it a step farther, I do believe that selection indexes, using the combination of those EPD traits, as well as those that have genomic EPD enhancements, are probably the best tool at our disposal. So to use an example, let's say you're looking for a specific trait, and that's having a live calf born to heifers. Probably the thing that we need to look at most is Cavanese Direct EPD, or whatever your particular breed might use in that scenario. We could use Cavanese EPD, birth weight EPD, Cavanese index values. We could look at the actual birth weight. We could look at the dam's birth weight ratios, all of those sort of things. But the one that would provide us the best information would be the Cavanese EPD, as that truly measures that particular trait within an individual and should estimate how easily a bull's calves will be born. Take it a step further, a lot of breeds offer a Cavanese maternal. That talks about more of the female side of how daughters of that particular bull would work. So it is kind of tempting to maybe look at an actual birth weight, but that isn't really the only indicator, again, in this scenario where we were looking at Cavanese. You know, there is a ton of information out there. It can be overwhelming at times, but I do encourage you to take a look at the data, talk to the breeder, talk to your semen company representative, talk to your extension agent. Everybody's here to help you kind of digest what information can be involved in sire selection and where you might need to put emphasis on traits. So I wish everybody good luck as you're out there purchasing that next generation of herd bulls, or selecting which sire that you're going to put in the tank to utilize in this spring's breeding season. I would like to just take the opportunity to remind everybody that we have the Northeast Kansas Sheep and Goat School coming up on Wednesday, March the 13th, at the Northeast Kansas Heritage Complex, south of Holton, and invite anybody interested in the small ruminants to participate in that particular meeting. This has been Ross Mosteller, Metalark Extension District Livestock and Natural Resources. Wish everybody a great weekend.